This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. This week on the Compass, we talk with Washington Governor Jay Inslee, who visited Port Townsend for a conference aimed at helping small communities, like our City of Dreams. We also asked the governor about rumors he may run for President of the United States. And now, we go inside the Compass. Governor Jay Inslee holds regular review meetings for a project called Results Washington, whose mission includes helping, in the governor's own words, vital, vibrant, and inclusive communities. Each of the more than 40 meetings had been held in Washington's capital city of Olympia, but something very different happened last week. The governor and his team brought their meeting to Port Townsend, one of the communities that has benefited from their work. The governor was convinced to piggyback his review meeting with a similar conference that was scheduled at the Northwest Maritime Center for a program called Revitalize Washington. Doing the convincing were Allison Brooks, Executive Director of the State Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation, and Mari Mullen, Director of Port Townsend's Main Street Program. Hundreds of representatives from Main Street programs throughout the state attended. We'll share comments from Allison Brooks and Mari Mullen and a few highlights from this unprecedented event, but we begin with Governor Jay Inslee, who actually called Port Townsend the heart and soul of the state of Washington.
And it has such tremendous things that's gone on from the Marine Center to, you know, developing the street, get the street working. Mm-hmm. I love seeing that work. I know it's a little inconvenient right now, but it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And the wooden boat building training that's going on, we're just talking about it. It is to see history alive into the next century. That's a great thing for the state of Washington.
From what you've seen of Port Townsend, as it is now with the street torn up and everything else, how might this be a good example of Results Washington and Revitalize Washington, what they're doing here?
Well, I think the what we've heard today is the power of partnerships, that we've really developed great relationships amongst Centrum and some private capital and public capital and the state parks. It's really worked well to develop those relationships. So I think that is the secret. That's what we learned, and it's been very successful here. You saw the Fort Worden numbers where they've just been incredibly busy, and the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. So I think what Port Townsend's lesson is when you've got such a vibrant community and you talk to one another, you get great things done. Now, the state's been able to help, and I've been fighting for a bigger budget in the state parks, and I'm glad to see it working here. It's working big time.
Jenny McCracken of the Peninsula Daily News asked Governor Inslee about a controversial topic, the National Farm Bill now moving through Congress, and whether the state will help local farmers.
The question that I had, it's very brief, but I think it's really complex, unfortunately. With the 2,000 people here who are on food stamps, we're really concerned about the Farm Bill and all of those issues. Mm-hmm. If there are changes in the Farm Bill and that will affect the SNAP program, will the state help?
Well, we want to help by making sure that President Trump and the Republican Party does not reduce nourishment for families here in Jefferson County. And I think that it's reasonable to expect that that will not happen. So we ought to continue to press Congress to keep that floor of support of nutrition for our kids and our families. And I think there's a reasonable chance we'll win that battle. This sort of venal callousness of some folks back in D.C. to not understand how important this is to the health of our families, I think we can eventually defeat. So we're in the mode of protecting these families right now at the federal level, and we ought to win that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also the issue about the farmers too. I mean, this is a great agricultural area, yep. And I know I met with them yesterday, mm-hmm. and they were talking about the impact that it would have on their businesses as well, because they aren't going to be able to help nourish these people.
Right.
So, in terms of economic development, how do you see this affecting them?
Well, what you're starting to see is that the agricultural industry is starting to understand how dangerous the Trump administration policies are to the ag industry. You see it in this food stamps issue. the SNAP program. You see it in the trade policy, which could result in a huge loss of markets eventually for wheat farmers and soybean farmers and sorghum growers. So the agricultural industry is starting to understand how some of these things are dangerous, and I hope they will speak up loudly and vocally and persistently and win these battles so that some of these bad ideas of President Trump are not implemented. And I think there is a fair chance we're going to win these eventually. Sometimes tweets cannot beat us, so we'll keep it up.
And then we asked the governor about all those rumors.
One last question, Governor. There's been a lot of rumors that maybe you might run for president. Is that something that's crossed your mind? Are you thinking about that?
I want to be president of the Port Townsend wooden boats operation at some point. That's my real goal in life. Thanks a lot.
That is what is called an artful dodge. The Seattle Times and Fox News 13 in Seattle have reported on a possible presidential run by the governor. And a Facebook page has been created called Jay Inslee for President 2020, with no mention of who is behind it. We next spoke with Mari Mullen, the executive director of Port Townsend's Main Street program.
How did you get the governor here for this event that's never happened anywhere outside of Olympia before?
Well, the governor's results Washington group, actually, it's a monthly economics meeting that they do, and they do typically do it in Olympia. And Allison Brooks, Dr. Allison Brooks, our fearless Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation director, was the one really who made the invitational request for them to come during the conference. So it's actually not one of the revitalized Washington official conference event, so it happened side by side, but the timing was perfect, and economic development is a really big focus for our Main Street program, so the governor was interested in coming, and they wanted to highlight Fort Worden as one of the partners and all the work that's happening there and the School of Woodworking, so it just and the Maritime Center, and so it worked out wonderfully.
Were there any concerns on your part or the other folks involved that all the streets are torn up and this is not the best face that Port Townsend's ever had?
Well, we actually particularly requested to have the Revitalized Walk Conference here during construction so that it could be an economic driver, and it has an estimated economic impact of $72,000 over the 3 days with lodging and food and restaurants and shopping and conference venues and that kind of thing. And we actually, this is the biggest Revitalized Washington conference they've ever had. So they have 320 guests and speakers. So, you know, they were originally planning for 275 to 300 at the most. And then we scored and got 320 here. And so we really actually pitched it to help help the business district and help, you know, uptown and downtown, you know, have some extra energy and vitality during this time period, because the construction has been a hard time for downtown. So
sure. Can this event have a rollover effect beyond the days that the event was here?
Well, yes, because people came in early, actually, to enjoy the town. A lot of people are from, the guests are from all over Washington State, and so they came in early, and we actually made a list of things for them to do, and then people will stay after. And also, we are really making the pitch to invite people to come back at the end of construction and see the beautiful new Water Street and just really be able to see Port Townsend at its just most gorgeous in the summer, and although the weather's pretty hard to beat today, but you know, we are really making a pitch to have the people come back. And then when we made the welcome packets for the conference guests, those actually included the coupon books and the game cards and visitor information. So in the coupon books and all that is good through the end of June, and we're gonna have a really big wrap up party June 30th on Tyler Street Plaza. So you know, we are inviting them all to come back. Tonight is the awards party, and then tomorrow it ends at 1:30 tomorrow, on Wednesday. It goes April 23rd to the 25th.
And you've been here for most of it, all of it?
I have been here for all of it.
And how has it gone?
It's been going really wonderfully well. Yes, we had a super inspiring keynote speaker with Nina Simon, and talking about the art of relevance. And so we encourage people to look up her book and her project down in Santa Cruz. And then tomorrow, Jake Beatty from the Maritime Center will do the closing plenary, and it's about the Race to Alaska and just how that all came to be. And So there, and there's, you know, there was a bar hop last night at six different places, and then people get meals on their own for lunch and dinner. But yeah, we're just trying to get people threaded throughout town and enjoy our beautiful setting and really kind of spread the energy of how to you keep your town spirit revitalized, and all the workshops and the conference sessions and the tours, you know, people take that expertise back to their own communities throughout the state, and they come back refreshed and, you know, excited to try something new. So, and we gave a session this morning on the Water Street Enhancement Project, and it was, you know, the engineer and then the on-the-ground construction person and the head of the construction crew, and then I talked about the construction marketing campaign, and a lot of the people in the audience, they were facing construction, and Main Street people totally understand construction. If they haven't had a project, they're going to have a project, and so it's just giving people ideas on how to best weather the challenges that a construction project can provide. Well, we just want to encourage people to come, and one of our construction themes is keep your money where your heart is, and we just want people, it's really been slower during the week when all the construction equipment's going, and that's understandable, and then the weekends have been, can be strong, but we really need people to come down during the week to shop and eat and just check out the construction. It's actually super interesting to watch, you know, and then it really, we want to have people join in the retail promotions, but then in May there's going to be all kinds of arts events, and there's also a free PTE rider giving rides on from noon to three on Saturdays in April and May. So that's fun. And then we, you know, in June, the events are the Taste of Port Townsend, June 7th. And we want everyone to come to the wrap up party on Party at the Plaza. And it's Saturday, June 30th from 3 to 6. And we're going to have some new Main Street furniture out there. And it's just going to be beautiful.
What's involved in putting on a conference like this at this magnitude? It's got to be a lot of logistics, yes?
There are a lot of logistics. And really, we are so fortunate that we have had terrific partners with the City of Port Townsend and First Federal, really helping provide funding to bring the conference here, and also the Main Street program. And then we had Aldridge's Market really stepped up in a big way, and Centrum has been a terrific partner, and they loaned us their five vans, which we're doing the tours with. And so we've just had a huge amount of volunteers. That's the other thing, we're so grateful to our volunteers. And we also I've appreciated the Maritime Center's working with us with the room and the setting, and the American Legion has been just terrific as well. And the Port Townsend Film Festival set up all the gear for us there and have been running it for 2 days. Just outstanding collaborations.
And now we take you inside the Results Washington Conference for a taste of the meeting with Governor Inslee. We begin with Allison Brooks, Executive Director of the State Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation, who first extended the invitation for the governor to come to Port Townsend.
All the other states are going to have to listen to me for years going, I'm sorry, did the governor come to your conference? Your conference. So I also want to give a shout out. Where's Brianne? So the governor's here today, so I'd like to give a shout out to Brianne, since she runs the Main Street program. Governor Inslee, Brianne's doing an amazing job for you and for Main Street, so we appreciate all her work. And, Governor, just so you know, this is the largest Main Street conference we've ever had. 320 people from across Washington State. And I saw you on Bill Maher. I watched you on Bill Maher show talking about how great Washington is, and we thank you for your leadership, but these are the guys that make Washington great, right? You're the ones in your community doing all the work. So I want to shout out to all of you for all the great work you do. And Governor, it is really our Main Street managers and our downtown associations, our community leaders that make Washington the great place that you talked about on Friday. They make all these wonderful destinations a place to work and play and visit. So a lot of our Main Street managers have been asking me, what's Results Washington? I got a lot of those questions yesterday. So for those of you that don't know, Ingrid's gonna talk about this in more detail. Results Washington is how we in state government measure ourselves. It's metrics. So we look at all sorts of topics and measure how we're doing in state government. Do we need to be more successful? Are we failing? Do we need to change our program? I gotta thank you guys, because every time I show Main Street metrics, I'm just bragging away. I'm like, look at our job numbers. Look at how many businesses are created. It's all that you're doing it. And last time I got to say that the tax credits we use for Main Street have a 1,200% return.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Yeah, not 10, not 1,200. So, and you're going to hear more about how we measure ourselves and what we're going to do today. And last night we heard about what makes a community, right? And we heard art, and we heard historic place. And we heard all sorts of things, including food, which I think was my favorite moment, right? Food makes a community. Anyway, I also want to mention that, for those of you that haven't heard, the National Main Street Conference is coming to Seattle at the end of March. 2,000 Main Street managers. Okay, I gotta brag, I'm sorry. Our Main Street managers are so good at what they do that the national conference is coming here with 2,000 people across the United States to see what a great job Washington State does. So again, congratulations to all of you. You're doing such a great job. And I want to thank Inger for bringing Results Washington here. Unfortunately, Inger had said to me, oh, I'm thinking of doing something with quality of life. That's like the wrong thing to say to me because I got totally over exuberant. I'm like, oh, Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation, that's exactly what we do. And I think I forgot to introduce myself. For those of you that haven't been, like, faced with my over-exuberance, I'm Allison Brooks. I'm your State Historic Preservation Officer with the Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation. And yes, when somebody says quality of life, I get very exuberant because we administer the Main Street program. And we are the agency that brings such a, that helps you bring such a great quality of life to your community. So thank you, Inger, for meshing this with Results Washington. And now I should probably quit talking and turn it over to our governor, Governor Jay Inslee.
Just an introductory comment, Allison brought up the Bill Maher Show. I was on the show the other night, and he was busting my chops because I kept telling him what a great place Washington State is. And I just want to be clear, I am not troubled by Bill Maher's criticism. The fact is that Washington State is the greatest state in the United States, in part because of its Main Street community program. And I'm happy to say that. Thank you. Because fundamentally, you're making community. And when you think about what our sort of nation needs right now, it needs communities. It needs places where people feel connected to a place and to a social set, in a place they can be proud of. And the internet has done some very wonderful things for us, but it sure is great when people have actual community and communities that you help build across the state of Washington. And I'm so proud of the work you've done across the state of Washington. When I think of the beautiful Main Street programs and Hoquiam and Aberdeen and Toppenish and my old home, Sela. Sela represented here today. Do we have Sela? Where's Sela? There you go. Good enough. Well, Sela's here in spirit. And I just want to thank you for what you've done with such creativity. And this is Exhibit A of a great community here in Port Townsend where history is alive. And I love coming up here every chance I get. But my first comment, I want to thank the Port Gamble Scallum and Jamestown Scallum for allowing us to be on their territory today. And I'm so appreciative of their leadership in helping our communities to remain healthy and to keep our environment sound. We know we need fish in the waters if we're going to have communities on Main Street, but I want to thank them for their leadership in helping us keep our environmental heritage sound. And I want to thank obviously, I want to thank your individual leadership from our communities across the state. But I do want to note that the states are part of this partnership. And it has been a vigorous and effective partnership. Vigorous because we believe in it. We're going to see this today when we really judge our performance, because we like to judge our performance. That's what we're doing today. But we made big investments. In state parks, we've invested $10 million in capital investments in Fort Worden, which also received support from the Arts Commission. Commerce has invested over $100 million in multiple city projects here, including the drinking water system, the Howard Street Regional Stormwater Facility, the Port Hudson, the Northwest School, Wooden Boat Building School. The Maritime Center received state capital grants through Ecology, And all of a sudden, these B&O tax credits really pay off. And I'm glad we're making sure we're doing them right here in Port Townsend. So I want to thank you for your work. I'm looking forward to your insights and criticisms. We want to be challenging and have the highest standards we can. I also want to thank our legislators. Steve Theringer is here. They have been great leaders in supporting this project. Steve, thanks for your leadership. And Mayor Stinson and Kate Dean, I want to thank you for the local leadership. This means everything to have that, and we've had it, so thanks a lot. Look forward to this discussion. Thanks a lot.
Next, we hear from Inger Brink, Director of Results Washington.
You know, because many of you might be hearing about Results Washington for the first time, I just want to give you a little bit of background on what we are. Governor Inslee established Results Washington in 2013. We are his performance management and continuous improvement system. So, as I mentioned, we hold results reviews as part of what we do. We hold results reviews with the governor. We hold 10 per year. And they're really a forum to allow the governor and other leaders across Washington State to discuss the state's performance on his key goals. So today we're going to be looking at a few of our measures that we track. We track over 192 measures, and you can look at all of them on our website. We're going to be looking at a few that really speak to the theme of the conference and of what we're doing here today, which is building vital, vibrant, and inclusive communities. We'll have five state agencies doing short presentations to talk a little bit about how they are contributing to building vital, vibrant, and inclusive communities. Our vision, essentially, is to create better results for Washingtonians. And we do that by creating more data-driven, responsive, and human-centered state government. And so the results reviews are one important aspect of our performance management and continuous improvement system. So, Governor, I'm going to review five performance measures for you today. And we're going to start here at the five agencies who own these measures are going to be speaking in just a few minutes. The first measure here is poverty. And our Department of Social and Health Services are set an ambitious goal for the state. And Mr. Stillman will speak more to that in a little bit. And right now, our benchmark is the national poverty rate, and we're tracking above that. And so that's a good thing. We're on track there. The second measure is our gross business income. Our Department of Commerce has set a very ambitious goal to increase gross business income by 25% by 2020. We're not currently on track to meet that goal, and Mr. Barkley can talk a little bit more about why that is, but there are a number of reasons that we're challenged to do that. One, you know, it's an ambitious goal that we've set, and we exist in an extremely competitive international environment. There's a lot of regulatory burdens and difficulties, challenges, and barriers for small businesses to start. So some challenges there, but I will say that we are moving in the right direction, sir. The third measure that we're looking at is creative industries employment. So our state Arts Commission is leading that measure, and they also use a national benchmark, and we are on track to meet that goal and moving in the right direction. So we have very healthy and robust employment in the creative economy. Our fourth measure is on shellfish beds, and you know, we're not currently on track to meet that goal, sir. We have an ambitious goal of 11,000 harvestable shellfish beds by 2020. We're currently at about 5,100 shellfish beds, but I will say that, you know, when this measure was benchmarked in 2007, we were just over 300 some acres. So in 10 years, we've gone from about 300 some acres to over 5,000. So we're moving in the right direction. And finally, I want to mention the state parks heritage sites. We are on track to meet that goal. We've got the state parks here who will talk with us a little bit later as well. Their target is to hit 38 comprehensive interpretive exhibits at their developed heritage sites, and we're on track to meet that goal.
Peter Herzog, Assistant Director of Washington State Parks, gave a brief overview and history of Fort Worden, which is the only facility of its kind anywhere, a former military base that now serves as a lifelong learning center, a community hub for arts and culture, and potentially the future home of KPTZ Radio.
Management of the Fort Worden campus, the Fort Worden Public Development Authority, This innovative process laid the groundwork for a truly exceptional Center for Arts, Education, and Lifelong Learning, and the wonderful work that the Fort Worden PDA is doing for us now. It's been a challenging journey requiring new thinking and considerable civic courage, where state and local government work together with the community of Port Townsend to preserve and breathe life into a National Historic Landmark for the benefit and enjoyment of the people of this state and visitors from around the world. The fort was in use from about World War I to World War II without, as they say, ever firing a shot in anger. About 15 years after its decommissioning in 1958, Fort Worden was acquired by the State Parks and Recreation Commission and opened as a park, arts, and conference center in 1973. This unique facility began as a partnership between the State Parks, the State Arts Commission, and the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. And in 1974, Centrum was installed as the first anchor arts organization of the fort. In 1976, the park was designated a National Historic Landmark. Since opening to the public, State Parks, Centrum, and other partners have made some significant progress rehabilitating structures and establishing needed conference center amenities. Particular successes included rehabilitation of the balloon hangar, now called McCurdy Pavilion, in 1991, and construction of the Fort Worden Commons in 2003. Although these improvements helped a lot, by 2005 it was becoming clear that business as usual was simply no longer an option. From State Park's vantage point, Fort Worden was by far the most expensive state park of any to run in the state. State capital investment was not keeping pace, and we were slowly losing the war with deferred maintenance. We also struggled to provide furnishings for 670 rooms in 36 separate buildings, 456 beds. And surprisingly, even the most cost-conscious conference goers were unsatisfied with 30-year-old state surplus mattresses and other opportunistically acquired furniture. As with any serious issue, the first step is admitting you've got a problem. You all know the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Thank you. So in 2005, State Parks took the first step and embarked on a long-range planning effort and enlisted existing partners, park users, and the community of Port Townsend to craft a shared vision for Fort Worden. We ultimately landed on lifelong learning as a central focus for the purpose of the fort vision. Characteristics that we were looking for were things like attracting philanthropy, management agility, and public transparency, and also being able to make use of historic preservation tax credits. We then looked at the various kinds of organizations, ranging from government agencies to nonprofits, local authorities, and even for-profit corporations to see which would be the best fit for Fort Worden. The eventual choice was the locally created Fort Worden Public Development Authority, and developing a long-term lease arrangement then took an additional 2 years and before it was signed in 2013 between State Parks and the PDA. So there were a number of bumps and problems to solve along the way, but community-based planning, shared vision, and a reflex towards public participation were the critical factors in making this a reality. So I want to tell Allison that we are very excited about this process, and we're very excited with the outcome. Really, it's been quite an amazing journey, as we said.
You've been listening to highlights from the Results Washington Review at the Northwest Maritime Center, featuring Governor Jay Inslee, the first time the meeting has ever been held in Port Townsend. This week's KPTZ Compass was written and produced by David Cunningham. The Compass airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. with a repeat Saturdays at noon, exclusively here on KPTZ, the home of eclectic, authentic community radio.